welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
You know, Pastor said something a few weeks ago, I wrote in my notes, he asked, what is our life based on? What is it based on? And I was starting to think about how a computer has an operating system. You have to have that operating system for the computer to function and work. And our spiritual lives are the same way. So what is ask yourself the question, what is your operating system based on? And the Lord gave me a few things to go back and forth. So let's go to 1 John chapter 4. You know, we fall into trap of mixing and confusing what God wants from us to what the world is trying to get us to do. And the first thing is our operating system in the spirit should be based on love, not lust. The Bible tells us to base our focus on love. And 1 John 4:7-12 says this, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love springs from God. And he who loves his fellow man is begotten or born of God and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better and clearer knowledge of him. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God." That's a mouthful. We fall in love with the things of the world, church. We base our lives on the things of the world, and that's where we get in trouble. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, "Seek first the kingdom of God." Seeking first the kingdom of God. And then the Bible says, all these things will be added unto you. We don't have to worry about a thing. But when we allow the things of the world and the assurance of our own resources and stability on earth to take over, we're in trouble. It's not love. It's lust. It's that unholy desire for the things of the world. Does that mean you shouldn't have a car? You shouldn't have a house? You shouldn't have a job? No. The lust is everything in the world is first. Everything that I want is first. Selfish ambition goes first. It can't be that way. The second thing is our life needs to be based on forgiveness, not selfishness. 1 John, stay in chapter 2 and go to verses 9 through 12. Forgiveness and not selfishness or pride. Verse 9 says, "Whoever says he's in the light and yet hates his brother, Christian born again child of God, his father, is in darkness even until now. Whoever loves his brother abides and lives in the light, and in him there is no occasion for stumbling or cause for error or sin. But he who hates, detests, and despises his brother in Christ is in darkness and walking and living in the dark. He is straying and does not perceive or know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes." Verse 12, "I'm writing to you, little children, because for his name's sake your sins are forgiven, pardoned through his name, and on account of confessing his name." The interesting thing here is this isn't talking about unforgiveness in the world, church. It's talking about unforgiveness in the body of Christ. Nothing new under the sun. This was going on back, you know, back in the Bible times. The same thing goes on here. There's people in church we don't even want to look at. We'll avoid them. And so how is that walking in forgiveness? You want to put a plug in the fountain of God flowing in your life? Walk around with unforgiveness. You know, I was teasing the kids this summer. We were talking about the fruits of the Spirit, and I said, friendship is not a fruit of the Spirit. It's not. We're called to love everybody. We're not called to be best friends with everybody. There may be people we don't want to spend extra time with, but we have to love them. We have to be there for them, but nobody says we have to go on vacation with them. They may like different things. They may rub us the wrong way. But if unforgiveness is in our heart towards them, we're in trouble. And understand there's a big difference. There's people in the body of Christ I don't want to spend a lot of extra time with, but if you ever need anything, I'm there for you. If you ever say or do something to me, I'll walk in love and forgive you. But it doesn't mean I'm going to always want to spend 100% of my time with you. That's why people have different friends. There's different things we like about people. But understand, unforgiveness and not wanting to look at that person, that's a bigger problem. Not wanting to spend all this extra time and being best buddies, that's between you and them. But if you're looking at them and say, "Oh my God, here goes so-and-so, I'm going in the other direction." Or, "I know they're volunteering in hospitality, so I'm not going to be volunteering in that." That's dangerous territory. And that's what the body of Christ is, unfortunately. And we wonder why we see miracles overseas and people being healed and blind eyes open. Because there's no unforgiveness. They just want more of God. And we're not joining and being a part of serving in the house of God because so-and-so is there. That's just the way the church is today. Think about how God must feel. He gave his, sent his son to die for us. And it says here in verse 11, but he who hates, detests, and despises his brother in Christ is in darkness, walking and living in the dark. That's where the devil wants to keep us, church. Walking and living in the dark. And wondering why God's not answering our prayers and why things aren't going the right way. And we can't even stomach to look at the other another believer in our own body. Walking in unforgiveness. The body of Christ has to wake up and start walking in forgiveness, church. It has to be what our lives are based on. Not selfishness. Look at 1 John. Go back to 1 John 2:15 and look at verse 16. We're just going to go over. We're going to break this verse down a little bit. Verse 16, let's look at this. Selfishness and pride. So we have to walk in forgiveness. The opposite would be selfishness and pride. Verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust and of lust of the flesh, craving for sensual gratification and the lust of the eyes. So sensual craving of the flesh, pride, the pride of life, which is the assurance in one's own resources or stability on earthly things. Selfishness and pride comes before what? A fall. And so we say, I'm going to do it on my own. I'm satisfied in who I am. I don't want to walk in forgiveness and forgive them. I'll just do it on my own. Pride. Thinking we don't need to love everybody. You know, I'm sure we've all said in our mind, you don't know what they've done to me. Think Jesus. Said Messiah, the king has come. And the next day we're spitting and throwing rocks at him and pulling his beard and screaming, crucify him. What if Jesus had that mindset? As he was being beaten, saving the world, not, I can't believe these people are doing this to me. We have to be more like Christ, church. We have to be more living a life that's of forgiveness, not selfishness, not looking for the insurance on your own ability, thinking you can get through it. It's about walking in forgiveness and love. The third one, faith. Turn to Hebrews. Our life has to be based on faith. Not materialism. You can keep your finger there because we're going to go back there. Or the lust of the eyes, faith. We know what the verse says in Hebrews 11:1. The world says what you see, you know, if I see it, I'll believe it. If I have it in my hand, I'll believe it. But that's not how faith operates. Faith is, verse 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of the reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Verse 6, but without faith it's impossible to please God, to be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. It's interesting that it says faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Because the opposite is what the flesh wants, the sense realm. We want to touch it, feel it, taste it, see it, enjoy it. We live in a sight and sound generation. We don't want to believe God, we want to see it. Well, if God would do this and heal me and give me a new car and a new house, then I'll believe him. You know, Jesus, the disciples were saying that to Jesus, and Jesus is saying, I had a fish swallow a man and spit him on the shore, and there were still people that didn't believe. Faith is what causes man to believe. Faith is what ignites us. Faith is the language of heaven. God could walk. We could walk through a hospital and God could heal everybody in the hospital and there would still be people there saying, well, I still don't believe. And so we think that if we can feel and see everything, that's what we're going to base our life on. That's how the world looks at it. We have to build and base our life on faith because without it, it's impossible to please God. So go back to 1 John again. So the opposite of faith that the world would have us base our life on would be materialism or lust of the eyes. 1 John 2:16 says, again, the lust of the flesh, the craving for sensual gratification, and the lust of the eyes, greedy longings of the mind. Where does faith originate? In our mind. We have to choose to say, I'm going to believe for my healing. I'm going to believe for God to provide for me. I'm going to believe for my household to be saved. Materialism and the lust of the eyes is your mind saying, no, I want the greedy longings of the flesh that start in my mind because I saw something that I wanted, because I was looking at something and it enticed me. And we see it and we can grab hold of it. Don't you know the enemy is going to give you stuff and put stuff in front of you that you can grab hold of right now? things to trip you up, things to hold you back. But faith is believing, you know what, God, even though I don't see it, I know what's going to happen. You know, Pastor Carolyn will say, you know, they've been believing for things for years. They may not see it in this earth, but when they get to heaven, it'll be there waiting. We base our lives on 70, 80, 100 years. If we're lucky, that's nothing compared to eternity. Is what we should be striving for, what we should be building our lives up for. And we think that if we see everything here on earth, that's the greatest reward we can have. That's such a lie and a ploy of the enemy. That's the materialism and not the faith. Saying, God, I'm going to wait to see it here, and if I don't, I know and someday in heaven I'm going to see it. And that assurance is so much better than the material things that the world gives us that are passing and fading. And the Bible talks about that rust will destroy and thieves will steal and moss will eat away. Materialism and the lust of the eyes will hold us back. So our operating system must be built on faith. The last one is our operating system must be built on trust. Keep your finger somewhere in First John, we're going back. But one of my favorite verses, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You want a verse to stand on every day? If you need one, this will cover it all. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge and know him, and he will direct and make your paths plain. Versions say your paths straight and plain. Trust. We have to base our lives on trust. Trust on, lean on, be confident. I always say when you trust somebody and you're leaning on them, it means you're close to them. A relationship with a husband and a wife or children, it's a close relationship where you're leaning on them. We should be so close to God that we're confidently leaning on him, knowing that he's going to take care of our ways and make them straight and smooth them out for us. What's the opposite? Fear. Go back to 1 John. The enemy would have us base our life on fear. Watch the news. It's fearful enough. What's going on in the world? What's going on in governments? What's going on in athletics? It doesn't matter. It's scary what's going on in the world. But we trust and rely on the Lord. Our faith and trust is in the Lord. We don't look at what's going on in the world because the enemy would cause that fear to destroy us. So 1 John 4:18. Says, there is no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of the doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thought of punishment, and so he who is afraid has not yet reached the full maturity of love, is not yet grown into love's complete perfection. You know, the world wants to base it on fear, dread. But love is perfect. It turns fear out the door and expels every trace of it. That's what our life has to be based on. We talked about in the beginning, love, trust, forgiveness, faith. Fear wants to overtake that. You know, when you start thinking about what's going on in the world and start looking at what the Bible talking about in the last days, it should wake you up. You know, I said it a couple weeks ago. The coming of Christ is either the greatest thing in the world or the most fearful thing in the world. Depends on what side of the fence you're sitting on. And it's amazing because it's the same event, but depends on what side you're on. And fear will keep you on the wrong side.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.